This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You said you don't have a play in the last game. Let's talk through it.
Yeah,
Houston I want laying to. 7.5 against Purdue.
Yeah. My lean, Houston. It's the same. Purdue. Oh, well, now we're in trouble.
Interesting.
Why don't you cap Purdue and I'll cap Houston?
Okay. Here's the thing with Purdue. They're basically playing a home game here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think the total being 131.5 is classic Houston low scoring basketball. They played with fire against Gonzaga. We know you got a 1-2 punch in Kaufman, Wren, and Smith for Purdue. If 7.5 is being thrown out there, a close game, those points are critically important. And I've seen Houston blow it in back-to-back Sweet 16s. So that's the case for Purdue.
Okay, the case for Houston for me is simple. I don't know how Purdue's going to score. And I feel like Purdue and Michigan are similar teams. You want to say Michigan's better? I don't have any problem with that. But they're similar. If you're going to go against Houston and you think Braden Smith, a.k.a. Amish point guard, is going to carry you against this defense, that's where I draw the line. I don't think Purdue has the athletes. And I honestly look at a Purdue team and I go, okay, they might score 52 points. The spread being this big, I think tells me something. Now, if this were Houston -4.5, I'd actually go your way. I think the book is begging you to bet Purdue here.
Interesting.
Begging you. It would be a lean to Houston, but I don't feel strong enough to do it. Now, if you want to do a dinner bet between you and I, I'll do that.
No, I actually think we disagree on the total too. Not that we've said we're going to play it, but
yeah, I don't have a play on the total.
But you're suggesting... You're suggesting Purdue's not going to score very much. Like, I actually think Kaufman Wren is kind of a gritty. I don't know how he scores as often as he does, but he's always around the rim and the ball always goes in. And it may be ugly, but I think Purdue will score a little bit. I'm more concerned about their defense. I thought their defense was going to get them burned at some point in this tournament, and they've had a bit of a spine that I didn't expect. I actually think there's a chance it would be a tick higher scoring game if we were going to bet aside.
You want to bet the over, and I'll bet.
No, I don't. I feel like we're talking ourselves. I don't think we have a good read as a podcast on this game.
No, and honestly, like I'm going to go enjoy myself out of town. I'm not going to be stressing out by the TV. I just thought four plays was the appropriate number, and I gave some leans to people.